7 Habits. You are what you habitually do. Your life is composed of a set of routines that you habitually do in response to certain triggers. For example, on most work days, you set your alarm to wake you up at the same time in the morning. And when that alarm rings, its ringing is the trigger for your response. You get up and you start your morning routine. Now it may be true that we all have different routines, but the point is, we all have a routine. Most days we do the same things, in the same way, in the same order. Most days you either shower before you eat, or you eat before you shower. And you eat the same thing for breakfast every day. Then you take the same route to work. And when you get to work, you have a routine. And most things you do are based upon routine behaviors. Do you ever drive on autopilot? Have you ever driven to work and when you got there, you realized that you were unconscious during the whole journey? You can't remember your journey. And have you ever decided to stop at the shops on the way home, but once you start on the journey, your autopilot takes over and drives you home without stopping at the shops? It was not until you arrived at home, and you woke up, that you realized that you drove past the shop on autopilot, and didn't stop. Your autopilot was running the drive home program, and you were not even conscious of the journey. Here is my point: unless you are very careful, your whole life can become one extended unconscious repetition of automated routines, which are followed without variation, deviation, or question, for decades. And if that were the case, it would be sad. Because there are some things in life that you would want to improve. You would probably like to improve the amount of money you earn. You might want to improve your level of health and fitness. You may want to improve your figure. You may want to improve your personal relationships. You may want to improve your level of education. All of these improvements are possible, but only if you can break your existing habit patterns. Since the world is governed by the law of cause and effect, your current habit patterns of thought, word, and deed are the direct cause of your current situation. Your current situation is being maintained by your daily habits. If you want to improve your situations, you need to change the daily habits. If you want to improve your education, you need to develop the daily habit of self-study. If you want to improve your personal relationships, you need to get into the habit of discovering the other person's needs and wants, and satisfying their needs and wants. If you want to improve your finances, you do the same thing. You need to get into the habit of discovering the other person's needs and wants, and satisfying their needs and wants. The only difference is that, in business, you charge money for satisfying their needs and wants. If you want to change your shape, you need to change your food intake. All these things are currently being maintained by your habits. Here is the point. Look carefully at your habits. Your habitual routines. Your habitual diet. Your habitual language. Your habitual reading habits. Your exercise habits. Your spending habits. Your work habits. Ask yourself, if repeated, are my current habits likely to take me in the direction of improved circumstances? If yes, keep doing what you are doing. If no, consider changing some of your habits. Remember, you are in charge of you. Take charge of your habits.